comforting like an older, trusted brother who has his strong, shielding arms around you. Between gusts of wind, the sun melted the frost from my cheeks. Sunrise seeped into my pores and awakened me.
That light seems to have disappeared now. The clouds look like broken slate shingles hung in front of a white cotton sheet.
Can you hear the wind whistling through the kitchen window?
It's an oboist with enormous lungs sustaining a long, timeless, lugubrious note. I suppose I should fix it. Father broke the sash cord trying to open it many years ago when we were children. When there were strong blue days, when there were moist peaches.
Is there any tea? My warmth is ebbing.
I made some yerba mate. Honey's on the counter. Rum is in the... Well, you remember where.
What's this? You were playing Winter Ice?
It suited my mood. I arrived a stranger and leave again a stranger. The beach was looking fairly desolate. I don't know why I picked it. Got that this or come out? Or something like that.
You were thinking of Gregory. Schubert reminds you of Gregory, or Gregory reminds you of Schubert. You wear nostalgia as if it were a coat of mail, Mater. Its weight keeps you rooted in the past. Gregory has been absent since before the last war.
It's not that I'm obsessing about Gregory. His memory is fading, and for all of my previous exuberant love, I can't quite bring him into view these days. The music has become a habit, almost a mnemonic device by which I can conjure some feeling for him, for something. That feeling, even of melancholy, brings me a perverse comfort.
It's been a long time now, Mator. It seems to me, especially now, that you might be ready. That you might have even contemplated...
Moving on? I'm in the room, I'm out. Now, I'm in the past. This threshold here is the present. And see? See now? I'm in the future. I've moved on. I've moved back. I'm in a future memory. Don't we keep doubling back on ourselves? Life is a tide table of highs and lows, whose illusory movement is as deceptive as that oppressive ocean out there. It seems to expand and collapse before me. If civilizations expand and contract, at what point of the measured decay does growth begin? When do I begin to consider my commitment to expansion? At what point does society, personal or political, acknowledge the base of its decay?
It's a question of your perception. Would you like a sandwich?
Yes. I was just thinking of one. There's some of that good Emmentaler cheese in the fridge. Oh. Just change perception? Is that all? I have a choice? Oh, how optimistic of you. Where is the symbolic to guide us? I assumed my psyche would know when to move on.
Are you talking about God? Do you want a heavenly sign before taking action?
I'm used to the indifference of God. I was used to it already by the time Father died, and when Mother got ill, I waited for the voice with anticipation as if rational thought had abandoned me. But no voice from the heavens, no presence, no intervention, just absence, silence.
And so you are left with what you see, the understanding of cycles. Your perception could change in a second, in a fragment of thought. Why isn't that enough? You've seen births and death, happiness and depression, objects and thought, war and... Try to think of them not as poles on either end of an oscillating pendulum, but moments on a cyclic moving continuum. If there were more to see, we'd see more.
You reduce life to a gerbil wheel absurdity. the ultimate cosmic Rube Goldberg project. I refuse to accept it. I prefer to think there is some portion of understanding beyond our grasp. Don't use that knife. There's a better one in the drawer. Did you forget? I want your optimism. In fact, Sandara, I need it. I'm ready for it now.
What? What is it?
I felt something move. I'm sure.
Maybe it's real after all. Can I touch it? Do you mind?
Sure. Your hand's cold.
Sorry.
No, it feels good, really. I can feel the energy from you drawing the embryo towards the wall of my belly. Your strength is a powerful, magnetic force, Sandara. You pulse through me.
I sense that it might be veridical. This time, it might have substance, near the original, maybe. I can feel its urge to communicate, to grow. It could have substance, Mator. Yes, this time.
Now is my winter, after all. Spring must be soon coming.
Spring must be soon coming.
I remember I had your dream again today. If it was today. You were on a hillside, playing in the moist grass and through the trees. Maybe it becomes my dream now. Several boys ran past you, throwing things at each other, twigs and mud. You watched. At the top of the hill, one turned and threw stones at you. You caught them without looking as the stones pelted your thick wool coat. You looked at the boy who threw them until he ran away. The stones were somehow linked together, like a bolo. I turned away, and there was a young blonde girl in pigtails and a brown dress. Underneath an expansive tree whose roots spread out and formed a large cave covered in mud and moss. Far in the distance, a gypsy woman was singing. The girl was talking to something inside the cavern. Tree branches moved towards us as an umbrella. Water trickled over rocks behind me. I peered through an opening, a transom, into the cavern, and saw two deer that had run in from the outside in to hide. Now they were struggling to stand to get out. One finally wrestled itself from the nest and ran off into the woods, followed by the young girl. The other, trapped on its side, fighting to find its legs, looked deep into my eyes and pleaded with me.
Spring must be soon coming.
I'm the mistress, limp boy. God help me. Another night of welcome to Macondo, table for two, right this way. I just want to lie in bed and watch that soap with Mr. Latina Hunkfado Hot Pants. I officially curse you, Lyran. Lyran Liar, can't take a little push or a little leather. Couldn't you see I deserve me a little service, Lyron? Stupid name. I'm through with skinny boys. That's it. I'm through. I'm looking for some meat next time, especially right here on the flanks. Some meat with sweat. Maybe a little pushback when I grab him. Then he grabs me. Yeah, right there. And then, ooh, and then he pushes me and I push back. And then I turn around and I sit right. Good evening, welcome to my condo. Table for one, the bar, right over there, sir. There we go.
This restaurant's gotta be pretty high up. High enough, I guess. How high is high enough? There must be some kind of, like, for sure level. 12 floors? This is the 15th, right? Dragon boats still racing on the river, red lights, must be a Blazer game. Oh, they ever gonna knock over that homeless camp? Shit, panhandling on the street. That's where I'm gonna be if I don't... No. But be sorry, not doing the whole job. Wake up and you're paraplegic or broccoli. It does look high enough. Shit, it's just money. Dumbass, die over a few $100. Shit, that dog don't hunt. Okay, okay. Okay, 1,000... 200... Altogether, whatever. Fuck you, be exact. Get what you deserve. Oh, got him. God, I'm horny. She's so cute. She looks all... She's having a bad time, looks like. Did she wiggle? Was that extra wiggle for me? Where'd she go? Ladies room? At least I'm not like the fat guy, all up in fat. Three chins, whoa, that'd be butters. I just need a shave, maybe a haircut, eye surgery, new suit, polish up my boots to their old shine. Oh, she has such a small, sweet mouth. Sad. Sad as me, maybe. Life'd be so much funnier if only I was one of those guys who liked to be alone all the time, instead of... God. Maybe I'll go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, what a great story. It's such a great story. God, I gotta tell somebody, even though, hi, can I tell you this rad story is so not a good pickup line. It's for keeps. Maybe sit at the bar. Lonely night here. No tunes, where are the tunes? Whoa, bartender's got him lined up. Nah, and he's kind of a fake atheist asshole anyway. I kinda don't care who I tell, I got to tell somebody this. That guy over there looks kind of fucked up. And the waitress, she's over with cadaver face. That's a long order or something. Guy is talking like a stick. Such a great story. I gotta tell... Oh, no. That guy looks like he ate a turd. The very next person walking by, I'm grabbing by the arm and with 100,000 apologies, I'm gonna say, listen to this.
Welcome to my condo. Cocktail?
Oh, hi, IPA. I have this great story. Can I tell it to you?
Huh. I have this word game. Wanna play?
Sure.
I say a word, you say a word, I say a word. Get it?
Yeah.
Every word has to sound dirtier than the last word, except you can't use any dirty words. Get it?
Sure, sounds rad. But then I want to tell you my story. It's a great story I'd really like to tell.
Ready? Ready? Here we go. Adios.
Oh. Wow. Major big letdown. Beatdown. Wow. Rebel scum. I need that beer.
Look at all these empty chairs. Why'd she seat me at this huge table? So I'd fight with myself over the difference between melancholia and suicidal? Wretched woman and flaunting her overfed boobs. Is anybody in this restaurant happy? Nope, not him. She's faking it. He is high. She's, well, no, I doubt it. No. I very highly, in triplicate, squared, cubed, holy mother, peeking duck, doubt it. Keep the lid on it. Right, mother dear? Right? Daddy dear? Right? Roy? Oh, Roy. Ran away so fast to Galesburg soon as I got back. Not meant to be. I mean, why couldn't I demand he stay? Command him, force him, make him with me. Too nice, that boy. Too nice. Mwah. Oh, mama, mama. Two tongue wrapped up in, I have to smile or he won't like me. Gift wrap. He was so rectangular. Too likely to be nice for 20 years and then go insane. And that mustache. I hate being alone at this table. I hate being alone. I hate being alive. I hate. Why can't anybody write a decent tragedy? I should learn how. God, I've read page one of this novel 10,191 times. I think I have to pee.
My poor chap.
What are you ordering, Yak?
Oh, I was talking to myself, I didn't.
Then shut up to yourself. I'm having the root vegetable thing. Now make a decision.
Oh, I... Everything looks...
20 minutes, Yak. Fairly's asked 3 times, what are you doing over there behind the menu, flossing your teeth?
Ceviche. What is it? Is it meat? Why not? Yes, ceviche. I've decided. Ready. Reggie would have kidney pie or something. Yuck.
You finally take me out and you're reading your novel at the table? Fuck you, Yak. Really? Really?
Trudy, wait, darling, Trudy, you're leaving me alone here?
To powder my ass. Order me another Cosmo, Game Boy.
Cosmo? What's a Cosmo? Where's the libation list? This is a job for Reggie Fortune, master detective, chemist, defender of children and the weak. What's a Cosmo? Study to improve. Maybe the waitress knows. Her bosom is formidable. Her brow lowers. I can't believe that was the very last one. Oh, my poor chap, me. No more, never again, new Reggie Fortune mystery stories. Trudy hates mysteries. I don't get it. She hates anything remotely English. She might hate me. What am I gonna do? I've read them all. I can't reread them. I'll know what happens. And even in 10 years with this infuriating photographic memory, I'm screwed. I should say, it would, however, other possibilities. I love this character. I mean, wait, what if I wrote a series of screenplays for Masturbate Theater? That would solve my job prob. And give me more and more and more good old Reggie. Trudy would approve. I'll write it. Just add water, I'm a writer. Why not? It could happen overnight. I'll practice on Trudy's friend, the bosom woman. Where is she? Fortune's the name, my dear old thing. Yes, it is another drink order for you to take. Duty is a waitress's evening star. Evening has come, did you not know? Oh yes, I feel sure you are cozy in the warm kitchen. I am in my skinny jeans and horrid cold. Do I grouse? No. Recover calm. Let me place my order. Reference the empty cocktail glass. Further libation required. Dig out your best and brightest to shake up another Cosmo. Oh, my waitress, be quick. Hush. That was pretty good. Curious and interesting. Ha! I could so play that character. I could gain 70 pounds. Not quite like that guy over there. Well, a few pounds heavy for Reggie. I can shave my beard, make my face like a cherub, and obviously, speak all plummy, I can eat a fragrant fountain pear or two. Reggie's Fortune's the name.
Oh, this shit. Oh, this shit, this shit. It would have been so much easier if I hadn't been born. Oh God, this shit. Why did I leave China? Lord, who died in here? Why is there always a major pube on the seat?
语气化的为什么像一烟纸张世界shithole?
My party will be totally ruined. Roy totally might as well give it all up. Don't cry, wench. You'll fudge your eyes again. What did Nietzsche say? About everything getting all fucked up? What was it? Can't even pee. Alone again. When's the last time I wasn't alone? God, who the hell am I turning into, mother? God!
为什么女人总是沮丧的男人和自己呢?
I wish Nietzsche's son would walk in, throw open the door to this stall, pick me up off this toilet and save me from not the God is dead thing, the other thing, the thing about the conscience. Cruelly, we turn on ourselves when we can't turn on other people anymore. Something like that. I feel so helpless. Can't even pee. What if I never pee again? What if I never find anyone to love? Shit!
In my mouth, of all places, can you believe that?
Prick.
Don't call him a prick!
Touchy, sorry. God, we're not alone, somebody's in here.
Who cares? I don't care. I just don't care anymore. Don't get married. It's more annoying than it's like getting your period every single day.
Speaking of, do you have a tampon?
Why?
Because.
Oh. Take your pick. What color?
What a cute purse.
Ellingsen's their sale. I got two of them. The other one's purple.
I wish your dad would be my dad long enough for a shopping spree on 23rd.
It's not worth it, honey. He's such a boring dope.
I'm going in.
What's not to like? I think I look very hot tonight, if I do say so myself. I like the way these nails reflect the light. Oh, I think I'm gonna take back this mascara. Oh, it smudges if you even blink. Should I wait?
I need a minute.
Why not? Why not keep up this happy-ass chatter?
Why not what?
Don't mind me. Don't mind the girl in the stall number 3 trying to read her novel.
I don't... Were you... Aren't you going to flush?
Nothing's in there except this huge... Never mind.
What's going on?
I'm talking to...
Since we're all tight now, do you need help shoving that thing up your hoo-ha?
Pardon me?
Exactly. Maybe I'll wash my hands.
I don't know what your problem is, Emma. Just because you're having a bad day, whatever. You don't have to rag on us.
My problem? You know what Nietzsche wrote, right? Does that enlighten you?
What the hell was her prob?
Ugh, who knows? Who's watching your tables?
No one.
God, these applicators are ridiculous.
Jeez, I know. Sometimes I just wear a pad.
I destroy every pair of panties I own. God, Jesus, finally, phew. Why don't you tell him to show you some respect?
It hurt his feelings. He's so wrapped up in his own shit.
Is there any TP in the other stall?
Oh, I think so. Somebody left a book in here. 100 years of...
He said, don't get stuck thinking just because it gives pleasure, it's a good thing. Asshole. Translation from German. Rough translation. I can be more accurate in Mandarin.
很高兴可以成为很好的人在前面，但不是人在后面.
Think about that in your mouth for a while.
What the hell?
This used to be a high-end, like, Latin whatever restaurant.
Oh, her. I think that bitch is psycho. This place attracts him. When my shift started, she was eating her drink napkin. The guy who started this place is Colombian. He's psycho, too. Brings in good coffee. Oh, and the cigars, they're amazing.
Well, she knows who Nietzsche was. Yak doesn't know his nuts from nihilism. He's all pop. Oh, no blowers? I like the blowers. My hands are always cold.
I better wash my hands. I'm a responsible, health-conscious... Why do you let him just treat you like you're an object thing?
Fairy! God! When you're married, you'll get it. It's not all boring and annoying. I exaggerate just 90% or so. I think I have a gray hair.
I got tables to wait.
Hey, wait, will you? Can you pluck it? Here, it's in the back.
Let's see. Nice tweezers.
If you see one, pull it.
I see 2, 5, 7, like 12, maybe 100.
Shit. I'm old. How did I get old? I was only 20 a few minutes ago, right? But you gotta understand, I just want Yak to be mostly himself, right? And then a little bit, I need him to be more like my brother. I mean, pay attention to me, but also, like, get shit done on time. Bring me my present every once in a while. Make a buttload more money. Maybe it's his sign. My psychic said I'm perfect for, what was that? Oh, yeah, Aquarius. You know any guys with that sign?
Trudy, I gotta get back to my tables.
Oh, my Cosmo! Unless, well, I bet Game Boy forgot to order it.
He ain't gonna know. He probably wouldn't care. It's pocket change. He's rich as an oil maverick. Why does he get all that luck anyhow? I get about nothing plus a few drips that's not even worth the plastic some poor China girl punched out at a midnight in a sweatshop while I was sleeping dreaming of... Can't wait another paycheck if I... Only one can of chew this week, that's $4. Take bag lunch next week, probably 25. Sell some blood, another 20. Uh-huh. Then I can hold off renewing internet. Yeah. Just wait, Gustavo. Just wait. You ain't dead yet. Almost, though. Never felt so alone. Never. Not even picking fucking cantaloupes and Pecos. None of this is real, is it? Ain't it all just nostalgia?
So do you read detective fiction?
Hell, they don't teach you to read in Texas.
That's funny.
I don't think it's particularly funny.
Oh, so what do you do for money?
I sell real estate, and I drink. If I ever drink it, don't bring me in much cash. Law of economics or something.
Yeah? Can you get me on? I'm real personable. And I can do impressions, too. Like I can do this perfect Reggie Fortune. My dear chap! Oh, my dear chap! Sorry.
Can't see how funny voice will help you sell a 600-square-foot dump in North Portland, amigo.
I tried real estate. They said I couldn't cut it because I'm so tall these skinny little Portland hipsters wouldn't sign.
Boobophobia. Welcome to my world, Fairly. My boss is afraid of me whenever I wear...
Hey! If you people are going to, like, break my drink glass and knock me on my ass and then all decide to crash my table, shit!
You sure you're okay, little miss?
You need some Kleenex? Here, I always keep some right here in my...
Hey, don't cry.
Don't cry, that's like saying don't breathe.
Let her cry. I might even join you, miss.
Well, thanks anyway. What happened to this great story you promised us?
Oh yeah, yeah, that'll ride. I just read it.
Don't let the boss see me. I'm sitting down over here. I owe you.
Oh yeah, no worries. I'm used to humiliation. No, I really am. It's cool.
I just thought you were trying to hook up. We could play that game later, though, if you don't hate me.
All good.
I'm not putting that in my mouth, Yak. Behave yourself.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Tell your story. Distract me. Pull me out some more, okay?
It's empty. I'll open another one.
Rad.
Better get on with it before I'm too drunk to listen. Who's paying anyway?
I'll get this. While she's pouring, I'm gonna start. It's the greatest story.
Wait. This doesn't involve Jesus Christ or Confucius or any of those other prophet whatever assholes.
No assholes.
Oh, ta ha la. Wo bu xie hua he wo bu a ta men ning ye wo.
It's an obituary this novelist put at the end of his novel. Frank Verbeth, both writers. He wrote the best-selling science fiction novel of all time. You know, deep, mystical, and all this ecology. Like, what happens in extreme environmental conditions to us human animals? How fucked up do we become? How do our morals and ethics change? The characters spoke the shit that went on in their heads, so there were multiple character viewpoints. Each point of view added up to this new universe like our universe. Governments lie, and what happens to us? Governments in the book lie, like Nixon lied, remember him? McCarthy lied, remember him? Bush lied, remember him? Hell yeah! But this book's story was about how this one character takes the long view, like, as in, this character makes a sacrifice to benefit generations. What we do with oil or drinking water will affect our children's children. Yeah. I ask myself, what is normal or sane anyway? Is suicide sane if it relieves agony? Is love normal if it destroys the tribe? And why in this terrible universe do we wait until someone dies before we really demonstrate love by reporting her particular grace? Why wait to sing? Why do we wait for the obituary before we give people their due? We need not blind ourselves with the old dogma that human nature cannot be changed, for we find that it can be changed.
What did you say?
I said, hold back nothing. I said, are you aware of what you are doing?
What did you say?
I said I loved her, and she loved me.
Isn't this an obituary?
I loved him, and he loved me.
Oh, multiple points of view.
My words can change the universe. Words can. They can something. Words such as Marquez's words.
He died this year. Never be another one like Marquez. Go read some Marquez. Tiempo de morir.
Never be another pair like Frank and Bev. They weren't alone.
Never be another you.
I can't hear you.
Rest in peace when you're dead.
You're not dead yet, right?
Still time, right? I think so.
Isn't that a great way to end a story?
Mozzarella.
Grocery bag.
Detergent.
Cutting board.
Vinaigrette.
Tube.
Poker.
Confetti cake.
Ferrari.
Why do you hate me?
Why are you useless?
You hate British things.
Yeah, of course I hate British things.
Why?
Because they're all over the house.
They're so good.
No, why?
Pick them up if you don't like them.
Pick them up if you don't like them? No, because you just get them from the trash if I throw them out.
Of course I'm going to take them out of the trash. Don't throw them out. I said pick them up.
I'm not going to pick them up.
So, China, what's that like?
Yeah, Texas. Armadillos. Yeah.
Armadillos, that's a thing. They're on the road, usually dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything's dead on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How dead? Like, really dead?
Really dead.
So, do you have a family?
They're
Texas?
Dead.
Private, conversations. Yeah, dead.
Everything's dead.
How do you feel about flames?
I love him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't believe I've never seen this before. It's proof we don't want to see what we don't want to see. You have a framed obituary hanging on the wall?
Well, not just any obituary. Louise Rainer. She's one of the great actresses of the 20th century. And she told Hollywood to go fuck themselves, especially Louis B. Mayer.
Great. Wonderful. But why is it on the wall?
She lived to be 104. She thumbed her nose at Hollywood, and she performed Enoch Arden from memory in Berlin. She was an extraordinary woman.
Wonderful. Fantastic. In a drawer, in a file. On your hard drive. But on the wall? Is this what you're inclined to do?
You sound worried.
It might be presumed that eventually we'll move in together. And I'm just wondering how I feel about living with obits on the wall.
Are we moving in together?
I don't know. People do when they're seeing each other. It's good economy, for one thing.
I've read the couples your age don't live together anymore. I read in the Times that there are more people in long-term relationships living apart than ever before. Near each other, but not together.
You've been walking around with only one sock on for half an hour now. You're worse than a toddler. We have to be there by 6. Socks and shoes, honey. I can't believe I never saw this thing.
It's a reception.
Yes, but there's a presentation of art and a lecture at 6. Let's go, Terry. Get dressed. Do I need to put your shoes on for you?
Okay. I was going to wear this sweater. Is this okay?
Yes. I said so 20 minutes ago. You're ruminating about something. I sense it.
I know that most of the group will be your friends.
Our friends now.
Yeah, maybe. I just want to fit in with the look of the crowd.
Oh, I know what this is. Now I know what's up. It's the age thing.
It's just that, well, I don't want people to ask, you know, what's she doing with...
Well, you can't look 27 anymore, no matter how you dress, so knock it off. Look, sweetie, we aren't one of those couples of disparate ages who have problems, who are trying to work out some ill from our upbringing, all Freudian style. Older men and younger women are older women and younger men.
Although that is less common.
Get together for a lot of fucked up reasons. It's not us. And I've told you, I don't care what people think. Not our parents, our friends, or some prick at the next table.
I know. I don't either. Now, fuck them all with icy stares, but...
If we go out and I can see you when I look at you, the real Terry, then I'll be happy. I am happy. Nothing needs to change. Aren't you happy?
I'm so happy. Fuck yeah, and in love. It's the 21st century, I know. I guess I have some paradigm left on my plate from the last century.
We'll work it out. But later? Now will you please get dressed?
Okay. Hold up a minute. There's something, I don't know, you guys are really in love, but there's just this one thing in the way, his ideas from the past. She's completely okay with his age. He isn't, of course. The rest of your world is great. I want us to feel like we've all always been together. I want to hear us talk to each other like we haven't talked to other lovers. Like the words are part of some part of new love. It's not the words. You have to feel it to be a couple. And even if you're only together for 2 months, I know what
Good
I
luck
want.
Ditching cliche. We love him.
Hey, you. Hey, you, by the green room door.
Me?
Come here, read this. You're the guy.
Me? Are you sure you want me to do this?
You're an actor, right? Like, you act?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I have my headshot in the car.
I can see your head. Nice head. I'm sure it looks good on paper. Stand here. Let's make it a scrapbook. Can I get old paper? All right, good, yeah. Yeah, that's great. It's on the coffee table. Okay, cue it now. Hey, baby, what's this under the basket book? A scrapbook.
A little collection.
It's full of obituaries. You collect obituaries?
Sure, I guess so. Old stuff? Yeah, I like to... They're like mini biographies. These are just a few I like.
Paul Muni? I think I know of him, but... You keep it in the living room. Are you getting dressed?
Yeah, sure.
Thing is, at 6.
6, right.
You're like a 3-year-old boy. Put your pants on, why don't you?
Yeah, pants. The thin ones, okay?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
This shirt? Or what about this one?
Yeah, how did you get dressed before we started dating?
I just, you know, I want to look...
Oh, fuck, honey. Is this the age thing again? Okay, you know I don't give a shit. I'm not looking for daddy. You're not after a last fling. We're not fucked up. If others think we are, then go fuck a rolling donut.
Right. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Listen, I'm happy for the first time in my life. My history was so awful. Therapy helps, but it's always a little bit there and in the attic, so you wonder if it'll all come back again, you know? I'm not trusting. I'm not comfortable. Like, as a rule. I'm not willing to stick around. But since I've been with you, that's different. I told my counselor I was happy. I didn't believe the words were actually coming out of my mouth. I never thought I could say them. I'm off my meds for the first time since college. You know, still, it's one kiss at a time. But my love for you is rock solid. And I need you, and I don't want anything to fuck that up. So Don't start pouring bleach in my latte. Okay, baby?
Yeah. Right. I got it. We're good. But people judge your clothes.
Tell them to lick bus terminal floors.
They judge you.
Let them eat cow brownies.
I know I shouldn't let it bother me, but it's part of the old stuff. Cary Grant, Eva Marie Saint, you know?
No goddamn idea what you're talking about. Okay, I get it. The only people who matter is us. If we're fine, then the world is fine. You're not one of those people who really deep down doesn't want to be happy, are you? Listen, I cannot be with somebody.
No, hell no, no, no. I want to be happy. I am happy. I am the soul right now of motherfucking happiness.
Tremendous. Now put on your goddamn pants. They're here. Is my hair okay?
Terrific.
Nothing sticking up like a cell phone tower?
No. Terrific.
We good? I have you?
Yes. You've got me.
Kiss my foot.
Hmm?
Hurry up. Show me. They're waiting. Do it. My inner thigh tingled. You kissed the inside of my ankle. Remember that spot for later.
I have a list, honey. I'm yours.
Hey, you two. How's it going? Man, Thea, you look great. Really, like, you know, great.
Knock it off. He flirts. It's what he does. It doesn't mean anything, I think. I'll get used to it someday. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Annabelle. Thank God we could finally get together. Do you eat fish?
Huh? Fish?
Well, eat fish? You're having fish? I don't know. I could, I suppose. You have fish here? I don't smell it.
He's a vegan.
Yeah, sure. But I'm not a Nazi about it, you know? If you had beef and cheese, you don't have beef, do you? I wouldn't eat beef, but fish.
We have a gift certificate for Marv's House of Fish. We could all go for free.
Hey, I love that place.
He loves the waitresses. They dress up scale to match the menu prices, and he has trouble keeping his eyes on the food.
Oh, you've been there.
Just in the bar for happy hour.
Let's check out the dining room. Kim, you behave. Don't embarrass Annabelle.
I'm okay with that. I haven't been eating gluten, but I'll eat fish.
Hey, free beats vegan any day. For free, I'll even eat a side of beef.
No, you won't.
I might.
I'd kick you in the face first.
Let's have a drink before we go, huh? I made mimosas.
I helped. Is that okay? We have bourbon, if you prefer.
Well, now, I think...
We'll both have mimosas. You make them with grapefruit juice, as I remember, don't you, Thea?
Kind of you to remember. That was so long ago. I'll pour. Are we going on this winter trip or not?
We are.
You have a cabin or something, right, Thea?
My friend Erica and her partner have a cabin near Mount Rainier. They rent it. It's gorgeous, secluded, rustic, but comfy. 3 bedrooms.
You've been there?
No, but we've seen lots of photos. I'll send you the link.
Thea sent it to us.
Oh.
Is it expensive?
No, you'll love it. I mean, if solitude doesn't drive you crazy.
Actually, I could use a bit of solitude. I'm trying to finish my play. I need to have a place with no distractions. I don't mean when we're all together. I mean, well, if I like it, maybe I'll rent it on my own for a weekend. What are you doing?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if this was an optical line on the stereo. You don't see them anymore.
I don't know. We've never used that line. I plugged in normal wire. How about some music?
Alt hip hop? Like what underground used to be.
What's underground now?
There is no underground. There's corporate and the net.
Takes the acid out of subversive, doesn't it?
Hey, so how are you guys doing?
What do you mean?
You know, now that you're living together, is it still working out?
Hey, I don't want to pry.
We're good. We're doing really well. And living together is really easy. I mean, so far. Why are you asking?
I don't know. We were wondering, that's all.
The age thing. Are you dealing with it? Okay.
There is no age thing. Nothing to deal with. Not for us. And for other people, who cares? We're not together for all those wrong reasons that people of vastly different ages get together.
Hey, what's this? Wall of obits?
That's Terry. He likes obituaries.
You got rid of the scrapbook?
It seems more perverse to have them on the wall, don't you think? Like, where people keep family photos, audiences can see the frames better, too.
They're like little bios.
They are, and they're little history lessons.
Ironic shit, man.
Kim!
No, it's okay.
Not everything is ironic, you know.
Well, to each his own. This stuff goes down like butter. Could I have some more?
How are you guys doing? I mean, well, you know, since...
Yeah.
Fine.
The whole out-of-work thing, you know?
We're dealing with it.
It's not so bad. I'm digging it. Fun employment.
For you, I'm working for both of us. It's put a little strain on our lifestyle. I've used most of my savings to pay off the car.
Have you? I didn't know that.
No, you didn't.
I'm looking. The last thing people want to hire is a civil engineer.
Bad economy.
And sometimes I'm not so civil.
You've used that before.
A lot. Give me your glass.
I need some.
And me, too. I have to match Kim.
Howdy. Great day to travel.
We didn't know the blizzard would be so intense. We're going up to a cabin in Paradise.
Paradise? Hard traveling this time of year. You should probably stay here until you can figure out if they've plowed to Paradise.
I checked. They plow all winter.
Still. Be dark in a couple of hours. I have an extra room upstairs. You can stay with me.
No, thank you. This is Longmire, right?
Yeah, just about. I'll make you a nice dinner after I close the station.
That's a kind offer, but no thanks. According to the map, Paradise isn't really that far away, about 12 miles from Longmire.
But it's about 13,000 feet. And in this blizzard...
The town of Paradise is 6,000 feet.
Maybe. Wouldn't it be nice to be warm all night in front of a cozy fire after a juicy steak with a little whiskey and a blanket?
No, thanks.
I'll give you my private number. If you get stuck out there, call me and I'll come get you in the tow truck.
What did you find out?
Looks like it won't be a problem, especially since we're chained up, brought salt and sand and a shovel.
Prepared, ain't ya?
Okay, tank is full. Only one thing I forgot, honey.
What?
Fritos. It's my travel food.
Yeah, yuck.
Give me one too.
Will that be all, you two?
That is all.
Finally. I thought we'd never get here. It was a long 12 miles from Longmire.
Oh god, that fire looks good.
Get your stuff off and I'll make you a toddy.
I'll get the bags from the car.
Even in the car, I could not get my feet warm. I'm going to let him do the grunt work and park myself near the fire.
I'll get glasses.
Where's Kim?
Hiking.
What? It's almost dark. It's a blizzard.
He wanted to see some part of the mountain before the sun went down. I sent him to Alta Vista with a map.
Alta Vista? It's about 7,000 feet. He won't be able to see his own hand in front of his face.
He's a big boy.
What have you done? Listen, I know you're angry, but this is serious.
Angry? I don't think I'm angry. He can't help himself. It's probably not the first time. It's just the first time I found out about it. He's an actor who lived in LA for 10 years. I bet they all fuck around on their partners. I guess it's a way of life in L.A. Actually, Thea, I am angry.
I know. But Jesus Christ, Annabelle. You sent him to Alta Vista in the dark.
I wanted a little time alone. I needed a little solitude. I didn't want to be alone with him the way I was feeling.
Didn't you talk it out in the car coming up here?
He kept his MP3 player on almost the whole time. I didn't want to talk about it either. What's to say? He fucks some kid from work just because he sees her every day. It's like he's 14 years old. The point is, he never thought about me.
Alta Vista. That's suicide.
Fuck. You can feel it getting colder by the minute. Oh, if that's alcohol, put me down.
Hot toddy.
Put my name on one. Or two. Where's Kim?
She sent him out for a hike to Alta Vista at dusk.
What the fuck? You trying to kill him? You are trying to kill him, aren't you? Annabelle, what have you done? We have to go find him.
What, now? The wind chill has to be about negative 10. We'll all die. Oh, God. He's fucked, Annabelle. There's nothing we can do.
I was so pissed at him. And then he didn't want to talk coming up here, and then he practically ignored me. But he cheated, you guys. Fucked me over. He broke my trust. You know my history. I don't trust Easy. He knows my history too, and he still fucked her.
We're people. We fuck up, and we fuck. We do some good stuff along the way, but we discover how to do it along the way too. Making mistakes is a luxury of privilege. It's part of being a couple in this century.
It is?
You break up, you don't kill him.
Pia.
I didn't kill him.
Maybe. You might have sent him to his death.
I needed time to think. I needed him to think about what he did and what's next.
It'll be hard when he's frozen solid. What do you think we should do?
There isn't anything to do. Not now. So I'll have another whiskey.
Not a fit night out for man or beast.
Hi.
I'll never break your trust again, Annabelle.
Easy to say.
We are very happy to see you.
The rest of my life to repay the debt I owe. I've had a long time to think.
Take off your boots. Come over to the fire.
Here, I'll take that.
I love you like I've never loved before. It was like I was watching myself do it.
How did you find the cabin?
Huh? Oh. I had a headlamp that I brought, and I saw your lights about 2 miles away. It's beautiful up there.
Your hands are frozen. Here, wrap this around them.
It takes some of us a long time to mature, honey. And I think... it takes some of us boys a long time... Some of us...
What are you doing?
I want to do the line again.
You don't get to, Kim. The acting is gone. All the lines are for money now. You should have guessed that out in the snow.
What the hell are you doing?
I just thought... It's still out there.
Yeah, it's still out there. It's a real blizzard and not a cue. It's the real deal for all of us.
I do love you. Why do you think I was so angry?
I don't want to be a stat in a journalist's article. I want to be with you. I want to be together.
Ah, but it was not meant to be. They pledged love to each other, but broke up 2 weeks later over a spilled bowl of granola and the color of a cat. The moral of this story is...
Who are you talking to?
Oh, no one. I was just playing. Carry on. I'll pour.
What I thought about at the peak of Alta Vista was you. The beauty overwhelmed me. You overwhelmed me. I couldn't separate the two things. Damn, I wish I could rehearse.
You can't. Never again.
All right. We'll talk. I'm happy you're here. Lean against me. Yeah, like that.
Hey!
Watch that blanket. Now that you're thawed, we don't want you barbecued. Ugly. But let's not play what if. He's lucky. If he had even fallen out there, it would have been curtains for him. Actor, curtains. I kill myself.
You were so serious when I met you. So tense. I'm glad you're more relaxed now. Don't overplay it, though.
I was. I had so much anxiety about us that I was watching instead of doing.
Not showing.
Maybe. Living this way is less work. Honestly, listening to them talk it out downstairs was clarifying for me, too. I kept thinking about what was at stake for us. I'm in it for the long haul. I hope we both feel that way.
I've been telling you. There's no forever except for at the end of Disney. But for now, I'm here, up to my neck. And if I ever feel I'm out, I'll tell you before I pack.
I'm good with that. Have you given any more thought to a tiny house?
Hey, a tiny house was my idea. Let's get rid of all of our shit and focus on doing.
I like the idea. Some guy near Orchards with farmland is putting a community of tiny houses on this property.
Orchards? I thought you didn't want to live in Washington.
What are you doing?
One of the reasons why I wanted to stay here for a week was to make time in the solitude for reading.
But now? After tonight?
It'll help me forget about tonight.
And here I was, thinking about the aroma and texture of your thigh.
What are you doing? What's that for?
Carving, I think. Yeah, it's a carving knife. But they probably don't do much carving here.
Annabelle? Are you still pissed at me?
Pissed. Pissed is what happens when you wreck my car. Pissed is when you go through my savings. Pissed is what happens when you leave the lid off the peanut butter. I'm not the kind of person that has a trust account. You can't drain it and then make a deposit to bring up the balance. My trust is different. Get up. Get out of the bed. My trust is made of gauze. It might flutter in the breeze, but it's fragile. Once there's a tear, you shredded my trust. It doesn't come back. I've told you. You knew, and you didn't think of it once when you had her thighs on your ears, you fuck! I gave you that weakness to keep for me. Get the fuck out of the bed. Good. Now come here.
Annabelle?
To the window. Move, damn it! Look out. I bet it'd be beautiful if there was a moon. Oh well. Kim?
We can repair this. I'll do anything, honey. Anything.
Good. Then, jump.
It's freezing! You want me to... Honey, I'll do it over. We'll start again. I'll build up your trust if it takes the rest. We need to talk. We need... I'm going to... Annabelle?
No. No more rehearsal. You misread all your lines, Kim. Jump.
That's it. Put the chairs back where you found them.
A new episode of the Sudden Radio Project. We'd like to thank our contributors, Randall Howington, Connor Kearns, Daniel Morose, our new producer, Emily Welch, Robert Bell, Tabitha Trozen, Sarah Yackel, Seth Watuki, Mario Sierra, Jacob Camp, Connor Kearns, Alexander Lumiere. That's right, there's radio theater every single Monday night. If you tune in on the fourth Monday of the month, you'll hear the Sudden Radio Project once again. Please come back. And now it's okay to go to sleep. Oh, wait a minute. There's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience too.
All together in the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the